You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
This is the story of the very first alien Christmas.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater rounding out the crew on this holiday edition of the big show. Hopefully you're prepared, not just for the aliens, but for the people on your gift-giving list. Whether they're boaters or non-boaters, doesn't really matter. You can get them something boating and suck them into our little club, especially if they're not. And I think it's a good year or a good time of year to do it, to give the gift of boating. And we're here to remind you to do just that. Got a few ideas. Has nothing to do with aliens, but if you want to mix that into the grab bag of goodies, this might be the year to do that. I don't know, Barry, but
why would this be the year to do that?
Just because of the aliens that it might be coming for the holidays. Dropping down on us. Whether you're on your boat or whatever, you know, we've alerted everybody accordingly. And yeah, the people that'll be surprised, they're going to be a little spooked, they're going to see them okay, bend over, you know, whatever to welcome them to our world. And we'll
go right ahead there, boy. I would suggest if you have a boat and you're out there on the boat and you see aliens, make sure you have a lot of cold ones on board. So you can keep those aliens nice and happy.
Socially lubricated. That would be one way to do it, I guess. Yep. But another way, just focusing on humankind, we got a few boat giving or boat gift ideas or more to pick all up. Right. Actually, I think we covered some of this stuff last week, but we didn't cover nearly enough. I mean, Barry ought to brought up, you know, a watch is always a good trinket to pick up for the boater on your list. You got to kind of know what.
Well, not just to watch it. You want it to. The particular one I wear is solar powered, so it never has to be opened up. It's a 200 meter dive watch. It's an actual dive watch that. Okay. You want something waterproof, and if it's solar powered, that's a plus on there because again, the watch never has to be open.
Yeah. What about tides and things like that? Get one with tides on it would help.
If you have that, I think Garmin has watches like that. You know, tides are pretty much tied to calendars, and they have that math down pretty good. Mm-hmm. Except for when the comets get too close and then change the tides.
Yes. You know, once again, it goes back to the aliens, and they'll tell us when they land.
They'll tell us that there's a king tide coming up, right? Okay.
Right.
But a watch is a good idea. And you may think that I am sporting this in case we do have
Barry the boater is our model of boating gift giving ideas that you can see on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. And we apologize for that, but it's the best we could do during this busy holiday season. We couldn't afford a real model. So we got Barry. The bugger sporting this stuff, which means those poor manufacturers won't sell squat this season, but whatever.
That's right. A little little woolen cap.
Yeah,
always get good
your
to have
little
on a boat.
Red watch cap to keep your noggin warm. Yeah, you are color coordinated. I'll give you that much. You got bright red going on the cap.
The black shirt, everything. Yeah, I think it works out nicely.
And your black and red accented PFD there.
Yeah, this is a Mustang inflatable one. This one auto inflates, not when it gets wet, but actually you have to go under water about a foot or two. It's a little bit of pressure that actually sets it off.
Right.
Because, you know, some of them, the less expensive ones, I understand these are not cheap.
Yeah.
The less expensive ones.
The one you got on about $150 or so, maybe?
I forgot. That was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Well, and I have recharged it once.
Yep. You got to do that because they have a CO2 cartridge in them that triggers once that depth sensor is activated.
Right.
But they're very low profile. So as Barry looks, he's about as stylish as he's ever been on the world of boating today.
And they don't get in the way. I know some people feel like they're a geek. Oh my God, I'm wearing that life jacket. You know, when I drive by and I see FWC or I see the Coast Guard out there and they look at you and you wave and they wave back because they know that you're trying to be a safe boater.
Right.
And when
I don't want people to get the wrong idea. If they see you on YouTube, Facebook Live or Twitch, you'll look way better than Barry the Boater. But at least you got a baseline.
Yeah.
And you see he wears it through the entire show and he's not even boating. I mean, that is a dedication and just shows how comfortable these low profile PFDs can be.
They really are. I mean, obviously, when I throw out the anchor and I'm at a sandbar, I take the thing off.
Right.
So it's and not if he like falls over all day. That's $100-something-odd to recharge us every time.
Yeah. But will it trigger if you just fall out of your chair, which probably has happened?
No, not
before.
Falling. No, no. If I fall over into the water. Yeah, okay. You have to go underwater. And I tested it when it was time to recharge this. Instead of just throwing it out, I said, let's see if it really works. And I jumped in my neighbor's pool, and it really works.
Okay.
Interesting. It's like origami. You got to repack it.
Yeah.
So
it's a little tricky. It's
just once you read the instructions and you try it out, it pretty much folds back because it's been folded so long it has creases in it.
Right.
Why am I wearing this today, though?
Because you're going to fall
giving
over
it as a gift.
Yeah. You just wanted to give everybody an example, like, hey, you could be like me.
You could be like me. There was a mishap that occurred in Clearwater, Florida earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Four people went out. One of them was having his birthday, and they went out for a fishing trip, and something somehow went wrong, and the boat started taking on water. Now, this was a catamaran, a big 25-footer.
Wow.
Started taking on water and it ended up capsizing. Now they did one good thing. They stayed with the boat.
Yeah.
But when you're out there on the water, you'll see the boat from a helicopter. You may not see someone's head bobbing in the water from a helicopter.
Right. So that's why they say always stay with your vessel.
Stay with your vessel. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot swim back to shore. You're not Aquaman. Only he can swim to shore.
Okay.
All right.
You say that with such passion, by the way, but that's a whole nother issue.
That's a whole nother show. Yes. But the thing that distressed me a little bit is they said they were looking, they were quickly, as soon as they noticed water coming in, they went to go look for a life jacket for an 18-year-old passenger and a 90-year-old passenger.
Mm-hmm.
Those life jackets should have been set up in such a way that it was easy to pull out. On my boat, mine are held in with a, looks like a netting.
Yeah.
Right in the back of the seat. You just grab it and put it on.
Well, you should tell everybody on your boat before you leave the dock, here's your PFD, here's your PFD. And
well, here they are. And this is how you get them.
Right.
I don't know where they stored them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't store them away in a hole somewhere that never sees the light of day.
Yes.
All right.
Or be like Barry and just wear it all the time, like he's wearing today on the World of Boating, not even anywhere close to water, outside
to
of his toilet, which that's probably just a door away. And maybe that's why he's wearing it. I don't know, and I don't really want to. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.